This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the loft in Quincy, Michigan. Today's lead stories are: Verizon tells users to turn off 5G, Google Duo update, Walmart dropping a $35 minimum order, and also Google adds productivity tools. I want to welcome you to episode 1511 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, March 1st. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to welcome all the brand new listeners to the show. Thank you for being here. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com, get subscribed to the show, and of course, sign up for the newsletter while you're there. You can always join our chat room at geeknews.chat. That's a Mastodon chat server. Join the Federation today, or join our Discord channel. That link is in the show notes. You can always contact me easily by email, geeknews@gmail.com, or on Twitter @geeknews. Of course, make sure you follow me on Facebook. Partner shows, they're all linked at geeknewscentral.com, the Gadget Professor, the GNC Week in Review, the New Media Show, the Pro Gear site, check that out. And of course, this show would not be possible without our sponsor. Our sponsor is the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that is GoDaddy. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor here and want you to take advantage of all of our deals. We've got some great deals that are ongoing. These are promo codes that don't expire. So if you're thinking about GoDaddy a couple weeks from now or a month, or you're getting ready to start something, you can always come to this page at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy to pick up a GoDaddy product or service with a huge discount. You can use our 30% off discount code on almost every product, or get a $499.com for new or transfer domains. And of course, our hosting accounts are absolutely incredible. Manage WordPress hosting site, $1 a month for the first year. That gets you a free domain name when you make that purchase. It's kind of interesting because I've got like 150 credits to get domain names. It's pretty insane through over the years of setting up a variety of different websites. But you get that credit to get a free domain name. As well, don't forget, you have the ability to get an economy hosting account for $1 a month. Yes, $1 a month for the first year, $12. And that again gets you a free domain name. So one thing you want to take advantage of too, if you're a business, is try the GoDaddy website builder product. It's a 30-day free trial. Great way to get a business started as well. Lots of options there for you at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here of the podcast. And continue to support the show. Allows me to do what I do. And I want to thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor here on the show. Been a heavy, heavy meeting day today. Was booked completely full. That's why the rest of the week is kind of looking as well. And it's been a little bit of a nice change here, I hope, for all of you for the show. We'll be getting back to video at some point in the near future. But pretty kickback weekend. Can't complain too much, to be honest with you. I've been recording the show at a little bit of a different time, and that's kind of made an interesting difference as well to the show dynamic. And instead of coming on late in the evening, being able to do it a little earlier has been refreshing. I am working on the insider stuff. I've got a concerted effort this week to get everyone in the system, to get everyone's emails sent, and then get that first insider edition online. So hope to wrap that up by the end of the week and have that up in production. I want to thank everyone for their ongoing support of the show. Definitely appreciate it. Got a great lineup of content tonight for you. Kirk did a good job. It's been an interesting news mix recently. And obviously a lot of mobile news that's going on. But the lead story off today is Verizon is telling users in a now deleted tweet to disable 5G to preserve battery life. Verizon said using 4G only will conserve your battery. And I think this is well known. Since about 2018, there were reports out that said that 5G would be a bit of a power hog. And because the, not only because the 5G chipsets require extra room in the phone, but it also, well, which is in essence, reduced battery life, battery size, excuse me. So it's kind of a double whammy. Uses more energy, takes up more site, more room in the phone, thus the battery's a little smaller. So, but they did delete that tweet. And the tweet they actually said, are you noticing that your battery life is draining faster than normal? One way to help conserve battery life is to turn on LTE. Just go to cellular data options, voice and data, and tap LTE. So, you don't think they wanted that on the street. That got pulled. So, but just you see your battery life going down and you're on 5G, you know what's the issue is here. Google Duo. How many of you actually have used Google Duo on an Android phone? Well, there's a report from Android Central that Google Duo is about to get a lot better for users with slower connections. So they've done some sort of update to the technology that makes audio better for Google Duo on low bandwidth networks while keeping the video quality good. The speech codec called Lyra is going into apps like Google Duo. Lyra allows the high quality audio on low bandwidth networks, which should help reduce data usage while improving video quality. The technology has been tested with over 70 languages to ensure universal access, which I find kind of interesting that they were testing it with different languages. But anyway, those of you that are on Android devices maybe don't even know a lot about Google Duo. So definitely check it out. Walmart has announced a drop. Basically, they required a $35 minimum order for its two-hour delivery service. Now, they've dropped that. This is a move to compete with Amazon. So this is big. This move puts Walmart e-commerce platform on better footing to compete with Amazon Prime, which has offered customers same-day delivery for certain items in specific markets through its Prime Now service. Now, where my daughter lives in Tampa, she can get stuff in a couple of hours. Where I live, it's always a couple of days. Although there is a Walmart in the town that I live in, I don't even know if they do the delivery there. Have never tried. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll order some stuff for the office and see, you know, how it works. But, you know, I really don't like paying. Why pay $10 for delivery on something that, for me at least, is really just literally a 2-minute drive across the street? Does not make any sense at all. But apparently Walmart is waiving the delivery fee if you subscribe to its Prime-like Walmart Plus subscription, which I'm not going to do. But anyone try any of these ordering services like this from Walmart? Have you had your grocery? I guess if you do a big bunch of groceries, it probably would work out well. I don't know. I like walking the aisles and finding the deals too. Google is adding new productivity tools as companies look to hybrid work. You know, as we start to vaccinate up, as businesses decide what they're going to do in a post-pandemic world, we're even facing some of that at my company. We're going to have some employees that have moved that will no longer be in the office. But they've introduced a number of new tools for Google Workspace, the search giant's suite of apps and services meant for corporate customers. One new feature lets people list their specific work hours when they're juggling different personal commitments at home. Another feature is reoccurring out-of-office messages, which can let people know when they're physically in the office or not. Also, a tool called Time Insights let employees evaluate how they're spending their time without making that information available to their managers, which is kind of interesting. But all that's available for those that are on the enterprise level of Google Suites, which some of you may or may not be. If you're a gamer, the PlayStation Network had an outage. and it's still persisting throughout some of the network. And this has happened over the last several days, and Sony's working on a fix for PS5 and other consoles. Not a lot of detail, but Sony is aware of the issue and, quote-unquote, is diligently working on making sure PSN is available. If you've got a Google Pixel phone, a Google Pixel update lets you take better photos underwater, sleep better, and more. Here's the thing about taking a cell phone in the water. I'm still just like not convinced. I got a buddy that swims with his. So I suppose, you know, but I just, I anytime phone in water, it just to me seems not a smart thing to do on a long-term basis for sure. But Google announced that Pixel users could expect an update, which will start rollout to which started rollout today, featuring underwater photography, more shareable recordings, smart compose for text messages, sleep schedule, help with Pixel Stand, and new wallpaper for culture events throughout the year. So I guess it's going to help you focus on better underwater images. And so all the details will be up in the show notes for you to check it out. Qualcomm. And the new Qualcomm Snap Dragon Insider program brings fans together to help shape future products. Of course, Qualcomm has, for the first time, created its own Insider program for those that are fans of the Snap Dragon products. So this is kind of interesting what they're going to be doing here. So from powering flagship smartphones like the Samsung Galaxy S21 to some of the best cheap Android phones on the market, Qualcomm has something for everyone. Most of the time, you don't even know. I don't know why you would be a... I don't know what product. You know, okay, you've got a phone that's got a Snapdragon in it. Is that going to make you join their Insider program? What kind of access, what really are you going to get access to by being part of this? They say there's going to be perks, contests, event invites, and more. You'll be able to learn how to get the most out of their smartphones with exclusive access to interactive opportunities based on topics like gaming, photography, music, and sports. So we will see. But it seems kind of weird, to be honest with you, because it's a product that you don't normally interact with or use. You know, if you had an Insider program for the Apple device, of course, because you own one, but not the chip that's in it. Google Chat has gotten a redesign. It integrates directly into Gmail. You can now enjoy all the Google Chat features for free in your Google Workspace account. So, you know, some of you may have to activate your Workspace, and that basically gets you access to, if you have access to Google Docs, Drive, Calendar, already with your Gmail account, then you should be able to implement this. So link will be up in the show notes for you to check it out. Amazon has been sued by a black senior manager alleging sexual assault and discrimination. A lot of that going around right now, a lot of alleging of sexual assault, specifically a specific governor in New York. But Charlotte Newman alleges that a senior Amazon employee sexually harassed and groped her. The company says it's investigating the claims. She also said it was part of a broader pattern of discrimination against black employees at the tech giant. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Washington, D.C. also details an allegation by one former Amazon senior employee. She works at Amazon Web Services and alleges that she was assigned work consistent with employees' roles in roles above the one she was hired and paid for. She also alleges that her direct manager told her she was too direct and scary, and that senior employee Andres Maz pulled her hair and groped her. So this is pretty serious charges against some folks over at Amazon. So we'll see where this one leads. T-Mobile. Well, the union's not happy. They say, we knew T-Mobile couldn't be trusted, the union says, after 5,000 job cuts. Of course, T-Mobile would claim that Sprint merger would create thousands of jobs from day one. Well, there's also been a pandemic, but you can always know that during any type of merger, there's going to be jobs on the chopping block. But T-Mobile has cut at least 5,000 jobs since completing its acquisition of Sprint, despite promising the merger would create starting new jobs. As noted by Light Reading today, a T-Mobile filing with the SEC said, as of December 31st, we employed approximately 75,000 full-time and part-time employees, including network, retail, administrators, and customer support functions. That's 5,000 fewer than the number T-Mobile gave on previous occasions, including a press release on December 8th, where there were more than 80,000 employees at the post-merger T-Mobile. 80,000 figure was probably off by at least a few thousand by the time it was repeated in the press release, given that T-Mobile had 5,000 fewer employees just a few weeks later. Of course, the U.S. government didn't impose any hiring requirements in the merger conditions that allowed T-Mobile to complete its acquisition of Sprint in April of 2020. So, they had promised to try to make about 11,000 jobs, but the Communication Workers of America Union said they haven't been fooled. They knew they couldn't be trusted. So, anyway, link will be up in the show notes. Facebook, and one thing about T-Mobile, the T-Mobile store in my town is like open 2 days a week. It's not even open 5 days a week. It's really bizarre. I don't even know if it's just like a partial, they move around or what the deal is, but there's a sign on the door that says open such and such dates. And the rest of the time, it's not open, even though they're occupying prime real estate. Maybe they just can't get employees. I know that's going on a lot right now, too. Facebook is going to pay $650 million to settle a class action lawsuit centered around Illinois' privacy laws that stems all the way back to 2015, where they were alleged, and basically Illinois has a law, Biometric Information Privacy Act. The suit against Facebook was filed in 2015, alleging that Facebook practices of tagging people in photos using facial recognition without their consent violated state law. Now, Facebook has turned that off and made that an opt-in, but part of that lawsuit, the final settlement is $650 million, and that would be enough to crush any normal company, although Facebook can brush it off, much like it did with the FTC record-setting $5 billion penalty. But the Illinois law isn't without teeth. It was enough to make the company pull out of the business for some businesses to pull out of the business. For some companies to pull out of business completely in Illinois because of the restrictions. So anyway, big win for Illinois, and average consumer there, it's going to get like $345. Of course, after lawyers' fees, it'll be 82 cents. Volvo's first EV is stuck at the cargo ports waiting for a software update. The XC40 Recharge. The buyer's been told to sit tight because apparently it didn't ship with some sort of on-call software activated system. Volvo's on-call is a subscription service that connects Volvo cars to an owner's smartphone, allowing them to remotely turn the vehicle on and off, lock or unlock doors, and access diagnostic information. And they were supposed to get their cars in late February, and now they're being told until mid-April. And meanwhile, the cars are here in the United States just sitting and waiting for the software update. Vizio. Have you ever been in a store where there's been Vizio TVs, Vizio phones? Well, Vizio is filing to go public and sold over 80 million TVs. The company wants its SmartCast TVs to be a bridge between you and everything the world has to offer. I don't have any Vizio particular televisions, but I'm not surprised they've sold this many. I don't know if Vizio is out of China or out of South Korea, but they are filing here in the United States. So they're going to try to be under the New York Stock Exchange. So we'll see what happens with this IPO or going public. It's not even an IPO, is it? Files to go public. Yeah, there's not even going to be. Well, maybe there will be an IPO. I guess if you go public, there's an IPO. But anyway, that's information on Vizio. I've often said that many of the Chinese knock, and I'm not saying Vizio is because I'm not sure where they originate out of, but many of these Chinese brands that come to the United States kind of, for a better word, unbranded, that China's big challenge was that they needed a brand and a recognizable brand. I think Vizio's been around long enough to be a visible brand. Kuo, iPhone 13, this is a rumors, iPhone 13 series to be feature smaller notch, 120 hertz display, larger batteries, and more. That's the rumor. They're also going to be using more power-efficient LTPO technology, similar to ProMotion displays on the iPad Pro. The iPhone 13 will also include a reduced notch area. The camera will feature several changes. The iPhone 13 Pro and 13 Pro Max will feature an upgraded ultra-wide camera going from 5P f-stop 2.4 and fixed focus FF to 6P with an f-stop of 1.8. So some other details there on the phone as well in the article over from 9 to 5 Mac. Over on Engadget, Apple is the next iPhone. Yes, they're saying Apple's next iPhone could feature a smaller display. That's interesting. So that's a little bit different. Oh, no, it's the same article. Same kind. Could feature a smaller display notch and larger battery. All right, so two articles, almost the same topic. Sorry about that. Gab is an online social site. Matter of fact, they jumped dramatically when the other, what's the other conservative social site that was taken offline? It's slipping my tongue right now, but Gab had a data breach. May include 70 gigabits of data on 15,000 users. Right-wing social media network is suffering an extensive data breach. The data sets includes approximately 40 million posts and more than 15,000 Gab users. And it's another goldmine of research for people looking at basically being social justice warriors on individuals on those platforms. Google has updated Gmail and other iOS apps for the first time in months. Chrome and Drive are still on the back burner. So this is good. If you use the Gmail iOS app, you'll be getting an update. Of course, Sheets, Docs, Calendar, and Task have all been updated. I find I'm using the Apple Calendar a lot versus the on my phone, but then I use the Google Calendar on my desktop. I don't know why, but that's just what it is. Zoom, boy, Zoom pops as the company beats expectations and issues strong guidance. Zoom shares rose 11% on extended trading Monday after the company reported fiscal fourth quarter earnings of $1.22 per share, adjusted versus 79 cents as expected. Revenue of $882.5 million versus $811. Revenue grew 369% year over year. You know, we're using more Zoom, but we're using Zoom Phone now. You guys didn't even know they had Zoom Phone, right? But we switched from a service called Mighty Call, which was, we were only on 2 or 3 months, it was so slow, to Zoom Call, and we seemed to be doing very well with that. Migrated our 800 number and everything. And basically, I've got a phone system that sits right on my desktop. I can answer on my desktop or answer on my phone. It's really, really slick and allows us to do transfers and all kinds of cool things. But anyway, good job to Zoom on their growth and on their earnings call. Twitter is going to label COVID-19 vaccine misinformation and implement a strike policy. So three strikes, you're out. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but they will label tweets with potentially misleading information about COVID-19 vaccines to introduce a strike system that could lead to permanent account suspension. We know Facebook announced that. YouTube announced that. The details from Twitter will come a little bit later. Oh, you'll get 5 strikes. And the level of punishment will go from no action to different lengths of account lockouts to total suspensions. They're saying our goal with these product interventions is to provide people with additional context and authoritative information about COVID-19. Every once in a while now, when I'm in a message app or something, I say something about COVID-19 or the vaccine, I get a little pop-up on the bottom of the message system saying, hey, get information about COVID-19 here. It's a little unnerving, to be quite frank with you. The iPhone 13 is said to offer a 1 terabyte storage option for the first time. The current iPhone 12 maxes out at 512 gigs, although Samsung has been offering 1 terabyte phones since the Galaxy S10. Of course, you can also put in a memory stick. You know, you can put in a micro SD card in a Galaxy phone and have all kinds of storage where the iPhone does not allow you to do that. So, what's a LiDAR scanner? They're going to have a LiDAR scanner. I need to find out more about that. Okay, moving on here. Satellite constellation operator Spire Globe to go public via $1.6 billion SPAC. So money brings with it not one, but two SPACs. There's Rocket Lab and there's Spire Global, satellite operator that bills itself primarily as a SaaS company focused on delivering data analytics made possible by its 100-plus spacecraft constellation. SPACs have essentially proven a pressure relief valve for the space startup market, which has been waiting on high-profile exit to basically prove out the math of its venture backability, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, they're raising more money here with this. And I don't know what's the special offering. If you're going public via 1.6, and I don't know what a SPAC is, let me do a Google here. SPAC. What is? No. I don't want to go to SpaceX. I want to go to, they're going to have an upcoming Starlink. When is that launch happening? Let me look here. Upcoming Starlink launch is going to happen. Oh, so beautiful. SpaceX is targeting Tuesday, March 2nd for launch of 60 Starlink satellite from Launch Complex 39 at Kennedy Space Center. The incident window set at 7:53 p.m. Eastern on March 3rd. Okay, so I got SpaceX instead of SPAC. SPAC, what is a SPAC? A special purpose acquisition company. Oh, okay. Well, we learn something new every day. Speaking about moonshots, OnePlus teases a moonshot announcement for March 8th. OnePlus, of course, is a mobile company, and their next flagship smartphone, the OnePlus 9, is to be announced on March 8th. So those of you that are OnePlus fans, be aware of that. Netflix dominated the Golden Globes with help from The Crown. The Queen's Gambit, I Care a Lot, and The Trial of Chicago 7 also took prizes. And the 2020 Golden Globes could generally be described as a mess. Reports detail the lack of membership diversity and questionable perks, while critics acclaim shows like I May Destroy You missed out on nominations. It's all about the money. It's all it's these Golden Globe things and the Emmys. It's all about the cash. Who comes to the table with the most dollars? Who does the big sponsorship deals? Who does the big underwriting? These things are all a fraud, in my opinion. But I might be wrong. FCC authorizes $50 discount for low-income household internet bills. Congress approved $3.2 billion for the program in December as part of the coronavirus relief package. So what is the quality? What do you need to do? The Emergency Broadband Benefit Program provides up to $75 per month for households on Native American land and a one-time discount of up to $100 on a tablet or computer for those who qualify. So I don't know where you go to apply for this. So anyway, I have the link up in the show notes on this. So definitely go take a peek. If you think you may qualify for one of these programs, see if you can get some of that incentive money. Now, let me go ahead. I've got an email that came in. And let me go to it. It was from Sam. And he says, hey, Todd, here's an article. American Airlines report a long cylindrical object zoomed by while flying over New Mexico. And they did a radio call on it. They were kind of nervous about doing it, but I'll have that link up in the show notes. Yeah, that was a good one, Sam. Good catch. Thanks for passing it on. Definitely appreciate it. So, all right, everyone. Hey, I'm going to get out of here. Yes, another fast and dirty show. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com is my email address, at Geeknews on Twitter. Don't forget to support our sponsor, GoDaddy, at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And of course, I want you to become an insider. Have you liked these quick and fast shows? Have they been okay, or do you need more Todd, or is it because, you know, it seems like when I do the video part, it just makes the shows longer, and usually it's about the same amount of content. It is kind of interesting, isn't it? It really, really is. The pace is completely different of the show when it's audio. But I do appreciate y'all being here and being part of the family. And thanks for, if those of you becoming insiders, watch for those emails with your information on how to get the app, your login email and password. If you're not an insider now, now's the time to become one. That first insider podcast is coming soon. All right, everyone, take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geekness Central podcast this coming Thursday. Another great show from another great podcaster, at least I think so. All right, everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.